Even in my scared and bewildered state, I noticed that Caius took his dismissal as a lackey does from a master. He stood up, bowed to Starnberg, and with his clerk at his heels strode out of the room. "That's better, too," said young Rudy. "I can't endure these damned scriveners, can you? I wouldn't have troubled you with him, really, but there's no doubt he explained legal technicalities well. Cigar? No? He's explained nothing except that I'm the object of a damn conspiracy. God, why do you do this to me? Is it that damn bitch Lola? Is this how she takes her revenge on me?" "Tut, tut," says Rudy. "Be calm." He seated himself on the edge of Caius's desk, swung his legs a moment, and looked at me thoughtfully. Then he gave a slow chuckle. "It's too bad, really. I don't blame you for being annoyed. The truth is, we haven't been quite honest with you. Are you sure you won't have a cigar?" "No. Well, here's how it is." He lit himself another weed and held forth. "I think Caius has convinced you that you're in a most devilish mess. If we choose, we can shut you up forever, and your ambassador and your government would be the first to say amen, considering the charges, I mean." "Trumped-up lies," I shouted. "False, blasted witnesses." "But of course, as you yourself said, a dastardly plot. But the point is, you're caught in it, with no choice but to do as you're told. If you refuse, the charges are brought, you're convicted, and good night." And the insolent young hound grinned pleasantly at me and blew a smoke ring. "You devil," cries I. You dirty German dog." "Austrian, actually. Anyway, you appreciate your position?"
"Oh, I appreciated it, no question of that." I didn't understand how or why they'd done this to me, but I was in no doubt of what the consequences would be if I didn't play their infernal game for them, whatever it was. Blustering hadn't helped me, and a look at Rudy's mocking face told me that whining wouldn't either. Robbed of the two cards which I normally play in a crisis, I was momentarily lost.
"Will you tell me why you've done this? Why to me? What can you want of me, in heaven's name?"
"There is a service, a very important service, which only you can perform," says he. "More than that I can't say at the moment, but that is why you were brought to Munich." "Oh, it was almost carefully planned. Lola's letter, dictated by me, incidentally, was not altogether inaccurate.
Most delicate, really sums it up." "But what service could there possibly be that only I—"
"You'll have to wait and see, and for heaven's sake stop expostulating like the victim in a melodrama. Take my word for it, we didn't go to so much trouble for nothing. Now, you're a sensible chap, I'm sure. Will you bow to the inevitable like a good chap?"
"That bitch Lola," I growled. "She's up to the neck in this villainy, I suppose."
"Up to a point, not up to the neck. She was the means of getting you to Germany, but it wasn't her idea. We employed her assistance."
"We? Who the devil's we?"
"My friends and I. But you shouldn't be too hard on her, you know. I doubt if she bears you any ill will. In fact, I think she's rather sorry for you. But she knows which side her bread is buttered. And powerful as she is, there are those in Germany whom even she finds it wise to oblige. Now, no more silly questions. Are you going to be a good boy, or aren't you?"
"It seems I've no choice."
"Excellent. Now, we'll have that crack in your head seen to, get you a bath and some clean linen, and then,
what then?
You and I will make a little journey, my dear Flashman. Oh, may I call you Harry? You must address me as Rudy, you know. Dirty dog and devil and swine and so on, all very well between comparative strangers. But I feel that you and I may be on the brink of a really fruitful and profitable friendship. You don't agree? Well, I'm sorry, but we'll see. Now, if you'll come along, I have a closed carriage waiting which will take us to a little place of mine, where we'll have you repaired and made all klim-bim. As the Prussians say, devilish places, these jails, aren't they? No proper facilities for a gentleman at all.